Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On a day where officiating is, a big story in the news. I mean, sometimes you just fall bass-ackwards into it, huh, Hart?
What do they say, manna from heaven or something like this? Manna from heaven? I'm not even sure what the biblical phrase is.
I tried to block out all of the teachings of Jesus Retha by the time I was 22 years old, so I can't recall it. But we do have some championship games to recap. We've got the Bruins, who are on a 3-game losing streak. Look out now. Could it all be caving in? I kid. We will get to the Bruins as well. A hell of a game on Saturday night between the Celtics and LeBron James. But we will start with what went down yesterday. And game one at 3 o'clock, Philadelphia and San Francisco. Well, it turned into a pretty crappy game by the time it was all said and done. 31-7 was the final. And even the great Kyle Shanahan, Hart, is not good enough to win with a fourth-string quarterback.
Yeah, who they couldn't throw the ball. No, it didn't matter who was out. First of all, they couldn't catch a snap when Josh Johnson was in.
Well, there was that, yes.
A turnover on just a snap. And then Purdy's out there, and he clearly can't throw. And I was advocating for just go Christian McCaffrey Wildcat. Or even the numbers, play 11-on-11 football, mm-hmm. The best athlete on the field. You got Debo. You could probably do some fun things with motion if he's such a genius. And is McCaffrey under center? Is Debo under center? Because it was not entertaining. The game was useless.
The game sucked.
Because even the Eagles put the ball away. We've got enough points to win. This other team can't play right now. It was really disappointing. For some of us, we're rooting for Purdy to fail just because I wanted to ignite the Tom Brady talk for a month and a half.
Oh, you got your
and
wish,
we got that.
Though. Oh, yes, you did.
But the cost of it was a wasted 3 hours of football.
Yeah, it really was. The Niners had nothing, and Philadelphia, off of a turnover there at the end of the second quarter, they're able to put another touchdown on the board, go up 21-7. And to me, that was really the turning point of the game because I didn't think Brock Purdy was going to go in and play great to begin with.
Right.
And even if it was got off to the hot start, it's okay. He'll wilt. It's the fourth quarter. You know, these are big moments on the road against a team that felt like from the beginning of the year they kind of had it going on. And Jalen Hurts didn't play great. You know, both wide receivers. I mean, I'm sure the wide receiverites out there are going to want to give Devontae Smith a catch. It clearly was not a catch. And, you know, to the 49ers sideline, when the guy who makes the play is the first one that gets up and start calling, let's hurry up and go, maybe that should, you know, spark some thought and be like, well, maybe this guy didn't catch it. And he knows he didn't catch it, which is why he's trying to get everybody on the line of scrimmage.
But you know for a fact that a Patriots wide receiver down the road will do that on an obvious clear catch and lure some team into wasting a challenge.
Well, that's coming. That's the genius of Bilton B. Hoodstein, of course.
That is absolutely coming. Because I didn't fault Shanahan for that because, yes, there's doubt in the receiver's mind because I don't think we've reached the point where people are doing this intentionally.
Right.
He got up and he's like, I got to steal a catch here. But you never saw visual evidence till much later that it wasn't a catch. Mm-hmm. It looked like a great catch, so that's the ebbs and flows of
I thought
football.
TV struggled yesterday.
A little bit.
I thought
didn't
Fox
feel like prime. Remember when we were bitching about the Raiders game?
Yes.
If the Patriots hadn't been flexed out, they would have had an extra camera for the review, for Sunday Night Football, for the touchdown and the toe. Was it on the line? Not on the line. This is a playoff game, a championship playoff game. Shouldn't we have 8 million cameras? Shouldn't
agreed.
They do the rotating, like NBC it
all
and all
it.
These create? And it was like, I got to wait till after a commercial break to realize you screwed the pooch? Like, that was bad. That they didn't have a great day TV-wise.
Yeah, CBS did a very poor job of explaining the official coming off the sideline, or at least
right.
giving us the wide angle so that we can understand sort of what happened on that play. And look, Philly ended up beating the 49ers 31-7, and really it was what they've done all year long. They've run the ball, but Philly ends up scoring early. I don't know what you made of some of the chippiness between the two teams.
Loved it.
The score wasn't indicative of a game that I thought was ultimately going to be chippy late. But I will say this, watching Trent Williams fling a human being on the ground really just effortlessly. It was just a matter of when he was going to do it was a fantastic watch.
Well, and the poor guy who got flung down, I forgot his name, to then get ejected, like that's insult to injury.
Well, you know why? He threw a punch and show it. Like somebody came over and he like tried to deck a guy, but you're right.
He got emasculated on national TV around for 50 million people to see.
Exactly.
And Trent Brown, he a bad mofo. I mean, Trent Williams.
I was just going to say.
Chris Jones, I thought, and Trent Williams yesterday showed themselves arguably two of the best athletes in the National Football League. When you take size, strength into account, those guys, that's men.
Right
there playing the sport of football. And if you remember some of the motion plays they've run with Trent Williams over the years where they make him the extra wing tight end tackle and he comes in motion across, like, that is a man I would never, ever want to see coming at me.
Well, it's funny. Griff Redux on the Twitch chat, and good morning to the Twitchers and the Texters out there, says that Williams is a bit of a B. He did that to Richard Sherman in the past as well, but kept his helmet on. No, there was a difference. This guy got flung around. He got ragdolled. Whenever Richard Sherman was jawjacking with him after the game, that's when Trent Brown had the helmet on.
Yeah.
And Richard Sherman said, what are you going to do about it? And Trent Williams decked him. So whether the helmet is on, the helmet is off, Trent Williams to me is not the kind of person to be trifled with out there.
You know what he is?
Who's that?
He's what the Patriots need.
Oh, they need a little.
He's an athlete. He's good. He sets a tone. He sends fear. He is everything this offensive line was not.
They need some Debo from Friday is what you're saying.
Yes.
They need somebody to go steal a chain or steal a bike.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.